From Closing Chapter Studios, in collaboration with MTRadio.net and Metal Local Radio, it is time for the Mistresses of Mayhem present Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in the great state of Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, Mistress Mystery, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem and Montana Metal.
Some Killing Cain with Eternal Misery. These guys are out of East Helena. They were formed in 2000, but they're no longer together, unfortunately. The band was not a good mix, so they're very happy at now being part of Mudkicker, which is pretty cool. You have Sean, Jeff, and Karen. Pretty kicking tune.
Yeah, so you could definitely check some of their music out. Contact Sean Kelly, and I'm sure he can hook you up with more music. He is with Mudkicker right now, so you have to contact him through Mudkicker. So definitely check out some of Killing Cain's other work.
I was going to say, I'm sure he'll also pass some over the Mudkicker Chef way as well.
Right. All right, Mistress Oisey, welcome you to another episode of Montana Metal on MTRadio.net.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying bacon.
And this is Mistress Mystery saying kill them all.
All right, we're going to head over to the Butte, Montana area and hear some music from River Runs Red. The song is Infinity that we're going to play for you. They were an extreme metal band described as the one of a kind from Butte, Montana. no longer together, but still kick ass. You can find music of theirs on Bandcamp, Facebook, Reverb Nation. Yeah, pretty much anywhere there's music out there for you. This is River Runs Red with Infinity on the Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Sorry, did I break your concentration? We'll be right back.
This is Will Summers from Wolves Among Ruin.
And you're listening to Mistresses of Mayhem.
Love those guys. They originally were formed in 2007. You can find more about them, of course, on Bandcamp, Facebook, and Reverb Nation.
Not much activity from this band this year, but they do have several songs on Bandcamp.com, so check it out. We're going to go back over to the Billings area as usual, but that's okay. We like Billings.
Staying in Billings. Billings is a good place to party.
It is. I love it. I love it.
And they always have seem to have the best music, too.
They do. They do. They've got some good bands, good music. Yep. Check them out.
Awesome live shows.
Absolutely.
They actually have a really cool, awesome live show coming up on August 22nd over in Billings, Montana. It's going to be End Ever, Faster Pussycat, and Don Jameson.
Yes.
That sounds like a fun show.
It is going to be a lots of fun show. That is Monday, August 22nd. So make sure you head over there and see End Ever at the Rail Yard. That's a great venue. It's lots of fun. So,
yes, I love the Rail Yard. Really last time I was there, it was awesome.
Yeah. So for more information, check out Montana Metal's Facebook page for all kinds of upcoming shows in Montana, not just in the Billings area, but they seem to have a lot of awesome shows over there.
I think it's because they have so many people. They always have an
auction. Well, it is the largest city, so.
Well, yeah. It's like twice the size, three times the size of a lot of the ones.
Yeah.
It's not like some of other small towns in Butte that are like 35. You're like, well, we didn't get a good band out of that town, but there's only 35 of them. So, you know, what can you do?
Yeah, you win some, you lose some. So, yeah.
Not that all of our towns are 35. We have lots of big towns. We have some that are hundreds.
A few. Yeah.
A few of the thousands. That works too, you know.
Yeah,
which is why when us Montana kids get out to different places, we're like, go away. Shun the other people. But it was amazing being over in Salt Lake how many Montana plates I ran into at the concert. It's like as you're walking, you're like, Montana. Like, holy shit, we're in Utah, two states away, and there is like multiple Montana plates. It was awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
You almost wanted to put like a high five on all of them, but you know, I'm like, I didn't want to set up their car alarms.
I would have
like I totally was going to rub my nipple against your car, but I didn't want to set off your alarm. Most of our friends would be like, you should have. It totally would have been worth it.
Absolutely. All right. Staying in the Billings area, we're going to listen to some Shake Fist with Dirty Kids. Yeah, unfortunately, these guys are no longer together, but you can check them out on Facebook. Yeah. Dirty Kids on the Mistresses of Mayhem. We'll be right back.
This is Dave from Ortolis, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Seventh passing on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal on mtradio.net. That song was Infected Me. They are out of the Deer Lodge, Montana area. You have Sarah, Roger, Mike, Eric, and Dr. Dick. Dr. Dick. Rocking out that band for you. They have a new EP out right now. Get a hold of the band or get a hold of When Pigs Fly Productions to get a copy now. It's awesome and you should totally check it out.
Pretty much. Do it.
We want to tell you guys about an upcoming show, actually an upcoming festival on October 14th. It's going to be at Stage 112 in Missoula, Montana. It's the Erosion Festival. It is going to be 2 days of awesome, awesome music. So many Montana metal bands are going to be there. Shermama, Wizard, Stone Elk is going to be there. Swamp Ritual, Piranha Dog, American Falcon, just on and on. There's so many awesome bands. It's the Doom Metal Fest, and it's going to be fantastic. 18 bands for 2 nights of live music, and there's so much going on. It's going to be great. Doors will be open both nights at 5 p.m. and the music will kick off at 6 p.m. It's an 18-plus event. For full weekend pass, you can go to ticketfly.com and check it out for Erosion Festival 2016. There is a Facebook event, and you can check out more information on Montana Metal's Facebook page. But that is going to be one hell of a show, so...
Yeah, go check it out. I mean, for Pete's sake, look at how many people you can see. Seriously, look at how many there are. It is fan-freaking-tastic.
Yes. So definitely go to the Erosion Festival 2016 starting on October 14th in Missoula, Montana. We're going to head over to the Bozeman, Montana area now.
Killer Me has members Mario, Michael, Austin, Tanner, and Nick. They originally were formed in 2012. They are no longer together, sadly, but you can still pay attention to them, watch them, stalk them from a distance by checking out their Facebook page and see some of their videos with lyrics, I believe, as well.
Yeah, you should check out the lyrics to that song on Facebook page. Angel Fell in Love with Their Legs. Sexy.
They did have sexy legs.
Some guys just have pretty legs. I mean, they just do. I mean,
and not just pretty, like sexy. Like, you want to do things to them because their legs are just, you just want to touch their legs.
Like
other parts of their body, but their legs are just like sexy.
I think I've seen a guy that I've only wanted to touch his legs. Usually if they want to touch them, it's not just legs.
Hey, you know, legs are attached to stuff that's, you know, higher up.
The important stuff.
The important stuff.
Not that your legs aren't important, guys. Your legs are important to us and stuff.
Yes, because they have
the rest of your body's important and your mind is important, guys. The misters are totally impressed with your mind.
Yes.
Not just your cock size. That's important.
That's important too, but not as important as the mind or your legs.
Sometimes. Some guys are just better that way.
There are play toys.
Like, you don't have to have a mind. Shut up.
Just don't speak.
Don't speak. That's how this relationship works. Shh. Do things.
So it looks like we need to take a road trip in October to Billings because Mushroomhead's going to be at the Pub Station on October 22nd. Love Mushroomhead.
I love Mushroomhead. Those guys are pretty cool.
Nice.
They're pretty badass. So October 22nd over in Billings, Montana, Mushroomhead's going to be playing there. So that's going to be lots of fun. And then we're taking a road trip to Missoula, Montana on September 10th. We're going to go see Wednesday 13 with One Eye Doll and Universal Choke Sign. So everybody should be joining us over there. That show's going to be $15 pre-sale. So if you go and get your tickets now, you save $5 because day of the show, they go to $20.
Yeah.
So pre-sale, save yourself $5 and you have money for an extra drink.
Or a t-shirt or stuff like that.
Or you could buy us a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
And then we can take off our t-shirts. I mean,
we don't wear t-shirts.
That's true.
Was trying to explain to someone how hanging out with us goes. And they're like, how often do you get motorboated? And you just look at them like, you know, I tell you, but that might make our work conversations a bit more awkward. You finding out how many times I actually get motorboated on the evening of going out randomly.
Right.
And he's like, do you know these people? I'm like, some of them.
Some of them. Other than
just kind
of
walk up and motorboat me because their friend just motorboated me and, well,
they want to too.
They want to do it too. And I'm like, well, there's a line. I guess go for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not the way it all works out of all my sexual activities, but motorboating it works.
Right.
This is usually not a line. Like, two at a time.
All right. This is the Killer of Me on the Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Desperate! Hey, this is Don Jameson from That Metal Show. You are listening right now to Mistresses of Mayhem, the heaviest, girthiest thing on radio, internet, TV, anywhere.
We're the Trumpet Dome. Is that okay with you guys? Fucking hey. The song's called, what am I going to name it today? Do I have to put handcuffs on your mama? That's the name of it.
What? Yeah! Yeah! Yes!
We'll be right back.
Padman live at Freakers Ball 14. These guys are out of Great Falls, Montana. You've got Corey, and Jared. Unfortunately, these guys are no longer together, but you can still check out their stuff on Reverb Nation and Facebook. Corey Elaine just started up a new band, Piranha Dog. Piranha Dog has had a couple of small statewide tours, and they are slated to release a new album in 2016.
Yay.
Which is this year, so you never know. So, yeah.
Soon.
Yeah. So, check out their stuff on Reverb Nation and Facebook. We're going to head back over to the Butte, Montana area with some Sound Beast.
We want to make sure that you guys are tuning in next week for My Fist, Your Face, Trouble Lewis, At Home in Hell, and many, many more. At Home in Hell, of course, played a show over in Billings, Montana with Boba Flex. So hopefully we'll have some awesome reviews for you guys next week about their awesome show.
Yeah, so that would be awesome.
I'm sure that'd be a fun one to go to.
Right?
Absolutely.
We want you guys to stay up to date on all the Montana metal events. There's Montana metal everywhere in the state. There's no reason to not be out supporting a local show in your area. Check out Montana Metal's Facebook page and, go to a show. Enjoy.
Go to a show. And support your local metal. Come on, peeps. Get out there.
And if you have a band that you would like to get onto Montana Metal, just go ahead and send it our direction.
Go to MistressMayhem.com. Submit your music there. You can also go to Metal Local. Submit music there.
You can submit it everywhere. There is no reason why you could not be awesome and be famous.
At Closing Chapter Productions.
Just do it.
At Gmail.
If you send porn, it also makes him happy. Not that it'll make any difference, but it'll make him happy, so that's what counts.
Yeah, you're going to help keep DJ Sun happy.
And when DJ Sun's happy, the mistresses are happy.
Or when we're bugging him, that makes us happy, too.
Well, yeah, it's kind of...
We watch him twitch. It's like...
He likes porn that involves pork and beans, so make sure you send him that.
Pork and beans porn?
Pork and beans porn. Yay!
I almost want to look it up.
Me, too.
I just want to be the one. I just want to be the one who gets the email. Like, whoa, why is there God?
Oh yeah, that's right.
It's not the worst thing we've had sent to him. It won't be the worst either.
It won't be the worst either.
Nope. 10 years from now, I'll be like pork and beans. I wish I had that. Pork and beans porn.
Yep.
It gets a whole new meaning to pork
and beans
and beans. All right. Mr. Oisey saying thank you very much for tuning in, and thank you to DJ Sun for putting up with us each and every week, beans, and of course to Sean for letting us play on his awesome station, mtradio.net. Be sure you check them out as well, because they're awesome. We will chat with you guys next week. Yes.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying that's what I'm gonna say. Yep.
Okay. Silence is golden.
Silence. That's the only time you'll hear that from me.
It, right?
Squirrel. And back to non-silence.
Right. And this is Mr. Mystery saying, go get yourself some pork and beans.
Pork and beans.
All right. Let's close out tonight with Sound Beast from Butte, Montana. The song is Heathen. They have a new EP, Red Sky, available on their website. So go to sound-beast.com or on Facebook and download your new EP. To check out their new EP, Red Sky, available now. This is Sound Beasts on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about The Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website, mistressesofmayhem.com.
What is the Foundation for a Sound Solution? The North American Independent Rock Music Association is dedicated to preserving and celebrating independent artists by providing continuous education in the music industry. NAIRMA membership is open to enrollment for those actively engaged in activities related to the creation, performance, production, distribution, or promotion of independently released musical works. NAIRMA also provides several tools to help musicians grow, including classrooms to provide grant funding, and more. Artists involved can also be eligible for the North American Independent Rock Music Association Award, the independent music industry's most prestigious award, presented annually by the North American Independent Rock Music Association and recognizing creative and technical excellence within the genres of rock, hard rock, metal, punk, and hardcore music. For more information, visit NAIRMA.net.